Yes, it is Mother's Day today. And I know that's such a, you know, it seems to be Mother's Day and all about heroes today. And moms, you are heroes in so many ways. Hey, let me open in prayer and then we're heading into this today. Father God, thanks so much for this morning. Thank you that we've been able to come together. And Lord, I thank you for moms. Lord, I want to pray. This message is kind of pointed at moms today, but Lord, it is not just for them. This is a message for all of us. And so I pray, Lord, that you'll just work like you can so that we will hear what we need to hear from you today. Lord Jesus, I pray that you forgive me my sins and cleanse me. And Holy Spirit, please come now and fill me up. Jesus, come and preach this message with me. And Lord, I pray that my friends today would leave here knowing they've heard from you and with a desire to be doers of the word and not just hearers. In your name I pray, amen. Well, it is Mother's Day, and it is a day that we remember, we celebrate, and we honor our mothers. It's a day for dads to let their wives know how incredibly grateful they are that they have a wife who's there to be the mother to their kids. It's a day to hold up single moms in awe of how they do it on their own, because there are so many amazing single moms in our church, and our hats are off to you because you work at trying to fill both roles in the life of your kids. And this is a day when children, you know, regardless of how young or old they are, think upon the sacrifices that their mom has made for them. The care, the patience of a saint that they had to have with you at certain times in your life, maybe when you were not all that lovable. And we honor our mothers for the good that they have done. And that is what ought to happen. That is what I wish was true for all of us here as you think on your mom. But I know not everyone had a great mom. And some of you here today, you're in that boat, and you know it. And I just want to recognize this morning for a bit that not having a good mom is hurtful and it's difficult. And in some ways, maybe your mom was that way because she was selfish. She put herself before you and your brothers and sisters. And she may have been there, but she was not present. She was not available. And you felt at times like you were a means to an end. Others of you, your mom had mental illness. And this is so difficult because guilt comes in because they were not the mom that you needed them to be, but they were not always responsible for that because of the illness that you saw being lived out in front of you. But they tried. And so guilt and hurt is wound together, and it's so very complicated. And yet many of you who may have come from those types of homes are now moms yourselves. And you're determined. You are determined to be the mother that you never had for your kids. And that is huge. And I want to applaud you for your efforts that you're making to be the mom that you did not have. And do you know why you want to do that? Well, of course you do. Because you love your kids. And that is awesome. It is because you want to be a blessing to your child. A blessing. A blessing. That is what you want to give them. That which, you know, will help them do life well. Give them a leg up. Create within them a strength where they know who they are. There is self-confidence there. There is self-esteem there. And as a Christian, you want your child, your children, growing up knowing whose they are, to know Jesus. And the blessings that come with knowing Jesus are incredible because there is wholeness that can come with Jesus. In fact, I would use the phrase this morning, God esteem. God esteem. That our children would know who God says they are in Christ. And so as parents, we partner with Jesus to bless our kids. I mean, just last week, we saw Phil and Melanie do that with Ethan. as they dedicated him to God. And the dedication of a child is about the parents committing to bless their daughter or their son in the Lord. It's like they were saying, we're committing to partnering with God to bless our child. And it's a blessing to have that kind of understanding passed on to you as a kid. To have God esteem. Because you're not looking to others to fill you up, because there's wholeness there already. Because Jesus is doing that for them, for you. And the people who know you best, like mom, have blessed you and are blessing you. So how does this work? I mean, how can a mom bless her kids? Get to that place where she can be and is a blessing. Well, that's where we're going today. And this message is for everyone here. And this might be Mother's Day, but this is for all of us who would say, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus, and if you are, then you should desire to bless those in your life. So this is for everybody. So that, and this morning, we also need to kind of get a handle on how to receive blessing. Because hear me, we all need to be blessed. Every one of us. We all need a blessing. Now, early on in the ministry, I read an awesome book by Gary Smalley and John Trent called The Gift of the Blessing. And some of the Bible truths today are from that book. And it's a very good read. And I'm pretty sure it's still in print. I'm getting really old now, but it's a great book. But hang on today, because there's a lot here. And you might even want to use the sermon notes today to keep track of where we're going. So, he who is touted as the wisest man who's ever been said this in Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death. The tongue has the power of life and death. And I think we all get that, right? That what we say, the words that come from our mouths, have power to them. And that power can give the gift of life, can encourage and build up, or our words can actually steal life away. And when the words are good, they are great. But when they are bad, oh my goodness, they can be rotten. In fact, they can be so bad, they come across as a curse. I want us to listen to James. And I really love the book of James. I know we've had a whole class studying it for the past year. And it's amazing. And James never pulls punches. He says this, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praises and curses. My brothers, my sisters, this should not be. How can fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Why read that passage on how nasty our words can be? Because giving a spoken blessing is not something that comes naturally for us. I mean, it is far easier for our words to be deadly poison than for them to be clear spring water that refreshes and blesses. Clear water that refreshes and blesses one's heart and one's soul and brings life to them. I wonder if there's ever been a time in your life when you might be in a rough patch with one of your kids. And you're thinking, Mom, you know, before they come home from school, okay, today, when my son or my daughter comes in the house, I am going to seek to bless them. I'm going to say good things to them, and then they come home. 10 seconds in the door, they do something that's frustrating you. And you begin to feel these words coming up that you don't want to say. And then they just go from one thing to another thing. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're a volcano. And you're going to erupt. But you know if you erupt, you're going to fill the world with lava. Or at least your home. You know, Jesus has some great insights for us when it comes to things like this. Not that they're easy to hear, but if we would truly give time to think about them, to focus in on his words, what Jesus says, do a little work, his words will help us so much. And so I kind of morphed this verse just a little tiny bit for this morning because it's Mother's Day. The good woman brings good things out of the good stored up in her heart. And the evil woman brings evil things out of the evil stored up in her heart. For out of the overflow of her heart, the mouth speaks. Now, some of you moms are thinking, wait a minute, Pastor. You said this was supposed to be an encouraging message today. Not one to make us moms feel bad. And just stick with me because it's going to get better. And if I see a group of ladies waiting to talk to me after the service, I know I'm in trouble. But I think it will get better. You see, our words reveal what's going on in here. They reveal what's going on inside of us. And when you are as a mom, and you're saying, I want to be a great mom to my kids, and yet there are these eruptions of words that are like curses coming out of you at your kids, it reveals what's happening in here. In here. And the desire to bless your kids can send you to Jesus, where you begin a conversation with Jesus and you ask him, what's going on in here that these words keep coming out of me? And then in prayer and in a quiet place, we get with him and we say, Jesus, help me. Tell me what's going on in my heart. Now, for the last number of weeks, we've been talking about the truth that God is speaking. And this is one of those places where we want to join Samuel and we want to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Because you desire to bless your kids and be this great mom. And you want to listen. You want to listen to what Jesus says is going on in here because of the fact you love your kids. And you want to figure out what has been stored in my heart. So sit down. Maybe take a pad with you and a pen or pencil and begin to write down what Jesus reveals to you. And I wonder, how many of us have been there as a child? And we had our mom or maybe our dad say something to us. And we think to ourselves, I tell you, one day when I have my kids, I am never, ever going to say that to them. Ever. There's no way that's going to happen. And then that day comes, and that little kid is driving you crazy. And all of a sudden, boop, it pops out of your mouth. And you do one of these. You can't believe. You just said that. And you're wondering, where did it come from? Down in your heart. Where it has been sitting for years. And if we're serious about wanting to be a blessing to our kids, we have to do some work and find out what's going on down in our hearts. Because there may be in your heart a root of unforgiveness. There are things that our parents did to us that we need to forgive. And I know there are times that there are deep hurts inflicted on us by our parents, and it might take a long time to forgive someone who's hurt you that bad, but we work at it for the sake
of our own children. I mean, so that we too can be free of that, but for the sake of our own children, we begin to work at that. Romans 2:1 says, "You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things." Ever heard the old saying that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? It's true. Because there are ongoing issues in families, patterns that just keep repeating themselves over and over again, not of blessing, but of curses, because of what's happening down here. And it takes Jesus to do a work in us so we can break that pattern and we can change things. And so we partner with Jesus to do this work, relying on his strength to forgive those who have hurt us deeply, because we want to get rid of that junk that has gotten stored up in our hearts. And this is not easy. And I am not going to try to tell you it's easy, because it is not. This is really difficult. And it takes effort. It takes work on our part. But it is so worth it to get that junk out of our hearts and put the good in, so that the good is down in our hearts and the good comes out of our mouths and into the heart of your children. And we need to do the hard work of forgiveness. But as a mom, think about this. What else do I place in my heart? I mean, when I'm watching TV or I'm on the internet, what am I putting in my heart? What books am I reading? What music am I listening to? You see, all of that will have an impact on you. You know, what is it you dwell on when you go to sleep at night? Do you continue to remain angry at someone for something that they've done to you? Do you go to sleep at night creating scenarios of someone who you don't like, just imagining great misfortune coming upon them, and you sit there and go, "Oh, yeah, that'd be great if that happened, yeah." That's putting stuff in your heart. It's putting things in your heart. And these are telling questions about what may be going on in your heart. Now, I mentioned talking to Jesus, writing down what he reveals to you. And you might want to create a few categories. I mean, if you identify something that is putting nasty stuff in your heart that you read or you watch, stop doing that. Stop doing that, because remember, you want to be a blessing. You want to let Jesus speak to you so he can fill you up with good stuff. You need to be loved by Jesus so that you too can love your kids. So if there are things that you're doing that's putting bad stuff down in your heart, you need to stop doing it. Years ago, like a long time ago, Bonnie was reading a book. And in this book, there was a husband who really was a dirty, rotten scoundrel. And all of a sudden, I was in trouble all the time. And one night we were talking about it. I'm like, "What is going on?" Like, I'm thinking, like, how am I messing up? I don't get what I'm doing. And we're talking about it, and all of a sudden she goes, "Oh, it's the book. I'm reading this book. And there's a husband who's a dirty, rotten scoundrel." And I'm kind of thinking, "He's you. Okay, I don't need anyone's help to get in trouble. I can do it all by myself." Okay, but you need to understand what Bonnie did. She put the book down, never to pick it up again. She never finished it, because she recognized it was putting bad stuff in her heart. And so as a mom, you look and say, I think this is putting bad stuff. I mean, you get with Jesus, you talk with Jesus, he begins to reveal this to you, and you make the effort. "I'm putting that book down. I'm going to stop going to those websites, because it's putting bad stuff in here. And I don't want bad stuff in my heart. I want good stuff there." And you, as you meet with Jesus, I would say you would write down the names of the people who have hurt you. I mean, even write down what they did to hurt you. Because as long as you keep hanging on to that, you're hanging on to them. and they're going to keep affecting you. And this will come out. I mean, when you hang on, when there's unforgiveness there, it affects you in all kinds of crazy ways. But part of that is anger and resentment. You know, and if you find that you're easily offended, how come? I mean, really, why are you so easily offended? In fact, there might be times that you are jealous of your children. You're jealous of your children because you look at them and you begin to realize, you know what, their lives are so much better than the life I had. I deserve a much better life. Or you look at them and you see some gifts and some skills and abilities they have. You're like, I wish I had those things. And you begin to speak to them poorly because you're jealous. The thing is, you truly want them to have a better life than you. You want them to excel. That's your desire because you want to be a great mom. But it can bother you at times. Okay, can we just kind of wrestle with this? We are complicated people. We're so complicated. Like, and all of us, we're messed up in here. We need Jesus to help us figure ourselves out. And he will reveal those things to you if you partner with him. He'll let you know what's going on in your heart. And then we take this list that we've made, the list of those who have hurt you and the resentment you have and things like that. And here's what you do with that list. You take it and you burn it. You burn it as a declaration. You're going to forgive those people who hurt you. Because if you don't, they're going to continue to affect your life for the rest of your life. They're going to keep affecting you. And you burn it as a declaration to God, I am going to forgive them. Because, Mom, you want to be a blessing. Because you love Jesus and you love your kids. And it's also this huge statement to God, I'm letting go of this, God. I'm letting go of it. I'm going to do the hard work. And it's going to take a long time for some of those deep hurts. They go deep. It's going to take a lot of letting go again and again and forgiving the same people because it's going to keep coming up. But you want that out of your heart. And so you work at it. You work at it and with Jesus. And you're saying, I do. I want to let this go, Jesus, because I want to bless my children. I don't want to see this pattern repeated in any way. I want to bless them. And Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Weary. Is that not every mom? I mean, seriously, tired, weary? Because there's a burden that all moms carry for their kids. You might even feel at times, you're a beast of burden. I can remember coming home when our kids were little, and I would actually walk in the front door, and I would stand, and I would watch Bonnie with amazement, you know, as she was cooking dinner, helping one kid with their homework. She was giving orders to another one and shutting the door with her leg. You know, it's like multitasking, you know, par excellence. I can't multitask at all. I do two things. One of them's getting wrecked, you know. And so I'm watching this in amazement because she desires to be a great mom. And she gives of herself. The point of the verse is that we partner with Jesus. Allow his strength to be ours. And there's still the burden of work to be done. Some people think, like, okay, so if I partner with Jesus, the burden gets lifted. No! That's not how it works. He shares it. He shares it with you. And you have his strength. Because life, come on, life is hard. Raising kids, woo, that's hard work. But you want to be a blessing as you do it. And Jesus, when you're connected to him, he will help you in amazing ways as you partner with him, as we stay connected to him. Jesus comes alongside of us, and he really will fill our hearts with great stuff. I mean, if we get into the Word of God, you know, reading it, hearing who he says we are. Also, start listening to positive music, maybe worship tunes. Fill your minds with that. Because when you put great things in, guess what comes out? Great things. Whatever gets in us comes out of us. Whatever in our hearts is coming out of our mouths. And when you know that you're loved on by God, and you're willing to receive that love, and that's a key. Okay, for some of you, you got to get past this whole idea that you're not worthy of that love. Because if you hang on to that, I'm not worthy. Okay, the truth be known, none of us are worthy. But God says, I'm giving this to you, and you need to receive this from me. I love you this much. I mean, we celebrated communion. God's love on display for you. And we receive his love, and we receive that blessing from him, so that in turn, we can turn around and we can give that. We allow our hearts to be filled up with the love of God, so we can turn around and we can bless our kids. So there is the blessing of the spoken word. We build them up with our words, and we want to get it right. You know, and words, the world out there that we're living in today, that our kids are going to school in, it's all about tearing kids down. I mean, school can be one of the hardest places they go. And we want to get it right. Moms, you want to get this right. That your child would look at you, the most important person in their life, and see you as a person who is going to build them up, who is going to encourage them. See, this is powerful. Because hear me, moms. You become more than a person when you do this. You become a place where words give life. Remember, the tongue has the power of life and death. Let me ask this question. If there's a place where life-giving words come from, do you think you'd be drawn to that place? And the answer is yes, absolutely yes. And children are drawn to their moms because that mom becomes a conduit from God to them. And his blessing passes through you as a mother. And you bless your son. You bless your daughter. Moms, let your words be full of life for your children. That your daughter might grow up knowing that she is beautiful and capable of doing all things in Jesus. That your son would know he has what it takes. That there is strength in him. And that strength comes from God. And when you see them doing well, tell them. When you're proud of them, tell them. Tell them how you value them. Tell them how God values them. In fact, this is a big part of passing a blessing on to your kids. It's expressing high value to them. That they are of high value. They are worth it. They are worth your love. They are worth your energy. They are worth your time. And though they might try to milk this one a little bit, they're worth your money. Because your children are the greatest investment you can ever make. And you place value on them. And a daughter and a son who grows up knowing that they are of great value to you and God, they grow up having received an incredible gift. They really do. Because it will fill them up. And so they're not looking for something else to fill them up. Think of Ephesians 4:29 when it comes to your children. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You know the needs of your children. You know what they are. Give the spoken blessing in those areas that your words may be so full of life that even as you're talking to your one son and the other kids are hearing it, there is so much blessing in your words. It overflows and gets on all the kids, regardless of which one you're speaking to. They're all encouraged. because they hear you giving words of life. And how good is that? And I do want to clarify this morning. I'm not saying in any way that all you need to do is just encourage our kids and they turn out great. Now, I believe the spoken blessing has a big part to do with that and that many miss out on that blessing. But there's also discipline. And understand this, discipline is love. Discipline is love. And yeah, sometimes it's a love that hurts, literally, at times. But when it's applied, and there is the spoken blessing, and other blessings as a part of that, discipline comes across as love. Parents, let's not kid ourselves. Discipline is hard work. It's hard work. It takes time and effort, and come on, there are times it's like we're punishing ourselves because it's so hard. But discipline is love. And we do it because we're going to bless our kids. I've shared before, so it's not like a big surprise to you. I was a rotten little kid. I mean, I really was. I was so mischievous. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, I really like to play with fire. Yeah. I was disciplined on a regular basis. I had attitude adjustments to my behind. On so many occasions, I've lost count. But understand this. In my entire life, I have never once ever doubted the love of my mom and my dad for me. Because they were blessers. They blessed my sister Julie and I. And because of that, the discipline always came across as love. My mom had the hardest time disciplining us, but she did. Though I will say, when she said, "Wait till your father gets home," I was filled with terror. But they would discipline us. It came across as love. One last thought this morning. Another part of the spoken blessing is picturing a special future for your daughter or your son. Knowing them well, as a mom ought to, seeing their interests, and picturing for them what the future may hold. As a nurse, or a mechanic, or working with animals, or maybe a teacher, telling them the good things that you see in them and what they might one day become. This could help set the direction of your child's life. And God gives kids parents to guide them in that way. And there are times God speaks through parents to their children. But understand, this is not us trying to live out our dreams through them, but seeing what their strengths and loves are and picturing for them what God might want to do through them in that field. We see them gifted in. I don't know if you've noticed or not, as we've gone through this message today, that I keep attaching all of these blessings to God, connecting them with Jesus. That's a good thing for us to always do. Because mom, dads that are here, we're not always going to be there for our kids, are we? God will be. He'll always be there. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Nothing's going to separate you from my love. I'm going to be with you forever." And if our children begin to understand whose they are and what God, their Father, says about them, what Jesus says about them, who the Holy Spirit is whispering to them, who they are, that's a gift. And hear this, okay? And I bet you there are some of you in here today, if I ask a show of hands, I'm not going to. But there are times the Holy Spirit will speak to us and it will sound like our mom. because God will use godly mothers to guide their children. And we need to connect this blessing to our Heavenly Father. We need to connect it to Him. It's important for our kids to know how He feels about them. And moms, please don't ever forget this, that you are in a place of incredible significance in the life of your son or your daughter. Don't ever forget that. But it is a place of significance that has like a season where it's huge. So while they are there in your home, when they're small and as they grow up, make the greatest use of it and be a blessing. Let the good that you have stored up in your heart come out of you to bless your daughter, to bless your son, that they might rise up one day and call you blessed because of what you have done for them. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you so much for how much you love us, how much you care about us. And Lord, I thank you for moms who are this, so often, a shining example of your love. So often, an example of selfless love as they give of themselves to their kids. And Father, this morning, I want to pray that this message will have encouraged all moms. And Lord, if they're new moms or maybe they're now their grandmothers, Lord, we're always going to be parents. So I want to pray that they would continue to look for ways to bless their kids with words. That spoken blessing would come to them regardless of how old their kids are. But God, I pray you to help us connect it to you always. Father, I pray that our kids will grow up hearing blessings. That is what they will get in their hearts. That is what will be lodged in there, are these incredible blessings. So help us, help all of us, Lord, get some of that junk that we have in our hearts out to make room for the good that comes with you, that we all really want to have in there. So Jesus, help each of us in that way, I pray. In your name, amen. Number 6, 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Go knowing we are a blessed people. We are loved by God. He says we are his children. We are released.